Oh man, Ellen, there's somebody in my house.
You mean somebody besides you and your family?
Yeah. At first I was going to tell them to leave, but I think it'd be good content to bug them.
Are they somebody we've had on the show before, or is this?
I don't know. It's like it's basically a bunch of trash bags amalgamated around a person.
Are you looking in the mirror again?
No. I was assuming it was like a bloodborne monstrosity,
A Rom the Vacuous Spider kind of thing.
Something like that. I'm not sure. I thought I had finally gained insight. I've been playing Bloodborne, everybody. I'm a bit of a gamer again. I'm a gamer again because I'm healthy now.
Uh-huh.
And my gamer instincts. Here, I'm going to attach my microphone. Squeak, squawk, squeak, squawk.
Ooh, well, why do you make a squeak, squawk noise?
This is the sound of Fortnite crafting. This is Minecraft crafting.
Is your microphone like a Flintstones like parrot that like says it's a living or something?
Squawk. Alan, it's 11.
Oh, okay.
I'm smoking a cigarette right now.
Have
you ever had any Palmers before? They're a great product.
No, I didn't.
Bonnie, I love a cigarette.
Where's Rosie O'Donnell?
You've seen that commercial before, right? Of the Flintstones shilling cigarettes.
No, I haven't.
It's pretty good. Alan, we'll watch that later. You'll
enjoy
it.
That's fucked up because I don't like that they came up with cigarettes back then.
The Fred and Barney smoked cigarettes. This is before they started shilling like delicious children's
vitamins.
Cereal.
Can you imagine if they brought it back in 2018 and it's like, Barney, I'm smoking a Juul pod. I'm vaping. It's like it's unicorn milk.
Those are some delicious. That is some delicious. Clouds you're puffing out there. What kind of ohms do you have on your rig?
I'm like, sub-ohming it, buddy.
Sub-ohming.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo. Squiddly diddly here.
That's how all the Hanna-Barbera characters sound, I think.
I'm Oggy Doggy and Doggy Daddy. But I actually wanted to bring Fruity Pebbles up. I threw my bag of knockoff Fruity Pebbles, the Malto meal equivalent, and this large collection of garbage bags amalgamated it and spat it out, and it was pretty disgusting.
And you didn't notice at first because your room is filled with garbage bags, just like the evil girl from Gridman.
Alan, no, that's not true. It's just that I live in a house of mirrors, so I usually think it's a bunch of trash bags. But yeah, I get where you're coming from, though, because that would have been a funny reference that our fans would quite enjoy. But no, I live in a house of mirrors.
Yeah, which is still funny in a different way.
Which is how I live. I don't see.
Can you get this bag? Can you get this bag monster on the phone?
Okay, on the call. As you can tell, I've attached my mic to a makeshift. It's a bamboo pole, and I've made an amateur boom mic here.
Now, Russ, you haven't mentioned that you do seem like you're kind of living in like a Viet Cong spider hole, filled with mirrors. That's why you have a bamboo pole down there.
Okay, I admit, I fell in here, and I said, oh, the cheap real estate in Portland, Oregon? I'll do. I can
John
do
McCain used to live here.
John McCain did used to live here.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm sticking the mic in.
Hey, who is it?
Hello?
Wait a second. I recognize this voice. Ikey Albert?
Is that my old friend, Waste?
No, that's not Waste. Waste isn't here.
Waste isn't here?
No, I think not.
Oh, man. Waste was covering my back recently, and,
what happened?
Alan, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Thank you. That makes me cry, because, me and my IKEA wife's, our song together was,
That's our the song you danced to at your wedding.
That was the song we danced at our wedding that ironically was at a Sears.
And also, you figured a Stain song would be good because your tux was basically just a bunch of stained paper towels from the IKEA food court area that you would you kind of stapled together into a, a white tux. So.
It was much rarer than getting a meatball. As we all remember, I'm IKEA Albert, the man who lived in an IKEA, before I became Colbert for a while. Because I would live in Kohl's. Yeah. I used to...
and you had a satirical late-night talk show.
Yeah. And it was really, you know...
You really stuck it to that Drumpf guy.
I really stuck it to him. I took him down a peg. But, you know, I used to host that show out of the TV section of... I hollowed out a TV at IKEA, and I would stand behind it and act out. And people would sit there and watch me. And I got I would get
crowds. I mean, you are always acting out.
I know. I'm a bit of a wild card.
That's true. But what are you doing now?
Well, as we found out last time, IKEA destroyed my wife. Did IKEA destroy my wife, or were they trying to?
It was a bunch of... Well, they chased you out of the IKEA, and then a bunch of townspeople... burned your wife because they thought she was some sort of Wicker Man kind of character.
Yeah. And they tried to burn me inside of it. It was a big deal. And, well, anyway, yeah, it was a rough time for me.
Luckily, the meatballs that you carry in your person, kind of like Jotaro Kujo in Dio's world, you had lined your outfit with meatballs and that protected you from all the bee stings.
Yeah, exactly. So I lucked out, and eventually they fired the former manager at IKEA, Dale. Dale Grubby.
Oh, so, hold on a second. So not the King of the Hill guy, Dale Gribble.
No. Dale Grubby. Because he was taking too much of the spice melange and transformed into a giant slug monster.
Okay, hold on a second.
Because, yeah.
Why is there spice melange inside of the IKEA?
It's, you know, we consume a lot of it in Sweden.
Is Sweden, like, is it like the desert planet Arrakis?
A little bit snowier, but similar. There are free men out and about. There's still suits. There's a secret sect of weird...
Bene Gesserit witches.
Bene Gesserit witches, yes. So I moved back into IKEA.
Okay.
And, but for me, it's a place of great mourning. It's a place of great sadness because my wife was burned in effigy. Same as I too was, almost cooked alive, but, the protective,
has the new manager apologized to you or,
I am the new manager.
Oh
yeah. Well, see, Dale wasn't really fired so much as I defeated him.
How?
Well, you know, I just knew the products better, and he was just a writhing mass of dark flesh from the other void.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And corporate kind of, you know, at this point, I've been around long enough that I was the most senior most. I wasn't technically under the employ of IKEA, but they, you know, I'd been there for what?
Squatter's rights.
Yeah, squatter's rights. Thank you. Not people get that. So now I was designated the king of IKEA in the greater Portland area.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a great honor for you, I imagine.
It was huge for me.
So why are you here hiding under a bunch of trash bags?
Because I found out something.
What is it?
I think,
dark secret?
I think they're trying to kill me. I think Black Friday, they installed me just so that Black Friday, they could force me out there and it'll get trampled to death.
Oh, no.
Oh, I learned that...
Does IKEA even have Black Friday deals?
Yes. You could get 4 end tables for the price of 3. That's...
Oh, my God.
You could...
And they're already so cheap. Hands.
Yeah. I mean, I have had multiple attempts at assassinations.
What happened? How did they try to kill you?
Well, I had to test the IKEA baby cribs.
Uh-huh. As you do.
And then they... while I was testing out to make sure that it wouldn't close on a baby, you know... And cause infant death. A fun subject for a podcast. Somebody slammed down the gate on my neck as if I was a baby. They tried to kill me.
No. So they tried to use this the little door on the baby crib as a guillotine to chop your head off.
A death by infantilization. It was terrible.
Were the other assassination attempts baby themed or?
Yes, actually they were.
What happened?
I was checking that baby diaper changing station, you know, the koala bathroom. One.
Yeah, the koala one.
Uh-huh. And somebody hid ammonia in it.
Oh, no.
It blasted in my face when I opened it up. But my years of eating meatballs and eating dusty meatballs has, like, my lungs have almost, like, formed a natural filtration technique to make sure.
Dust.
Yeah, eating all the, you know, those dusty meatballs and IKEA fluff.
Now, I know before you did get, while laying down on one of those tables and taking a nap, it did fold up on you kind of like a Murphy bed, and you were trapped inside the wall for a good period of time.
It was about roughly 4 months.
That you spent in the Danny DeVito shrine behind the bathroom wall, like that one picture on Twitter?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I think, I don't know, so, yeah, there are people trying to kill me, and I think Black Friday during the chaos... they're coming for me. I don't know why. So Heavy is the one who wears the crown. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Heavy is the one who wears the crown.
Heavy, you have gained
a lot of weight. Are they feeding you something besides the meatballs now?
I get as much Swedish fish as I want.
Oh, no.
I have been eating so much goddamn Swedish fish because I need my, my omega-3 fatty acids.
Yeah, yeah. So are you just trying to hide out here until Black Friday's over, or what's going on?
Yeah, I thought this was just a hole in the ground. And then there was an elaborate series of mirrors. This is Russ's house? He lives in this?
Yeah. I mean, it is... So if you wander into the woods in Portland, you'll fall through this... you'll fall through a fake floor of leaves and sticks.
You know, he acted very strangely when he found out I lived in an IKEA.
Yeah. I mean,
in comparison, this is very strange.
I mean, you know how Russ is.
You know, oh, for some, man.
You know what I always say? People who live in a house of mirrors shouldn't throw stones.
What about glass houses? As many stones as you want?
Well, it's like that one Billy Joel album cover.
Who?
But also, a glass house is a mirror house. Same thing.
We only listen to ABBA in a...
By law?
By law in IKEA. Only ABBA. No.
Can you watch the Mamma Mia musical?
Those are the only two movies I've ever seen.
Wait, which ones? Mamma Mia and Mamma Mia 2?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Well, why do you sound so disappointed there?
I didn't know if there's any other Swedish movies.
I worship Meryl Streep, Yas Queen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, don't we all?
We stan a woke queen.
Yes. She's giving me life right now.
She's giving me life right now.
And very literally in your case, because I hear that the king of IKEA's life force is tied to that of Meryl Streep.
If she was to perish, so would I. But it's more like we would be buried with her.
Yes. Like she will be entombed in the IKEA.
That or if any member of ABBA dies, one of us will be chosen to be buried with them to serve them in hell or heaven. I don't know where they'll go.
In the duat, the field of reeds.
Thank you. But yeah, so that's mostly what it's been. I've been hiding from so many assassination attempts recently.
So did you have trouble getting here? Like, I mean... Were they trying to get you outside the IKEA?
I had to sneak out in a garbage truck.
Oh, that explains the garbage bags.
Yeah.
So look at this
right here. I have a bunch of wood glued to my arms and legs so I can, like... Okay, watch this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I put my leg behind my elbow here, and then
you're
kind
of contorting into...
and then this... And now I'm a fiddler.
You do look exactly like a fiddler.
I look like a dresser.
I don't know how you did that.
And I'm hoping on taking up some residency here for a bit. Maybe Russ will have me. Unless you want me to come over to your place, Alan.
No.
Okay, well, don't tell anybody I'm here.
Okay, I won't. I mean, we are recording this.
Oh no. Does anybody listen to your show?
Thank God, no.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. We'll have to figure out who this baby killer is.
You mean the baby-themed assassin
that's after you?
Oh, no. I wonder if it could it be one of the Rugrats, or... I don't know.
I don't know either. That would be highly unlikely, though. Do you guys know any of the Rugrats?
Thank God, no, we don't. No.
Hey, it's Russ over here. I suddenly started bursting into tears, and I'm not sure why.
Same. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's Baby Huey.
From Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
Another movie about assassinations. Potential assassinations. Huh.
What was the huh for?
I'm making connections.
Okay. So, Ikey Albert, you got anything else to...
I have one of those Sherlock Holmes caps. Deer Hunter caps? What are they
called? Deer Stalker hat.
I don't want to bring up the stalking thing again, Alan.
You do have a restraining order against all deer. they do not want you within like 250 feet of them. Which makes it very hard that you live in the woods.
it sounds tough for you. I had a deer try to eat me.
Because you're covered in garbage bags?
Yeah,
because
I'm covered in garbage bags and I look like a drawer right now. It reached in and was looking. It must have been a deer who had a
Swedish deer or something.
Yeah, a Swedish deer.
I mean, well, you know, with your arms and legs covered in wood, and then you've kind of got these garbage bags on the end of your limbs, you do kind of look like a pseudo-woodo.
Have I ever told you about how much the pseudo-woodo pisses me off?
Why?
Because it's not made out of actual wood.
Well, that's why the name is, like, pseudo, like, fake wood.
That's bullshit. Rocks aren't wood.
Well, that's exactly...
Stop lying.
I'm done with
these fake friends.
So you're mad about, did Sudowoodo steal your headphones or something? Or?
Sudowoodo was a toxic presence in my life, and I read an Instagram post that you should cut off anybody who disagrees with you with your life choices.
At least I raised my damn Bonsley.
I raised my damn Bonsley. And if you have ever been rude to me even once, I am cutting you out of my... I fired about 15 different employees because of this.
I think I'm starting to see why they're trying to kill you now.
Are you telling me? You should have been nicer. Are you saying the power went to my head? Ikey Albert is a level-headed son of a bitch. I created a wife made out of pillows, and I was a family man. And I lived in a Kohl's for a bit.
You know, I am looking... I pulled up the IKEA Twitter account, and I see you tried to make tequila, but IKEA?
Tequila?
You tried to make tequila. You were tweeting about hentai and anime, and mainly just calling, like, everybody that's ever rescued anybody in a cave a pedophile, so I think I understand why the people of your company are trying to kill you now.
I don't... Heavy is the one who wears the crown, is all I'll say. What do you know my responsibilities?
Are you by any chance dating some sort of like alternative musician or something?
Yeah.
Wait, whom? Tell me it's not Bjork.
The handsome guy in that one cartoon band.
Wait, which one?
I
know exactly what you're talking about.
I didn't know about...
Prozac, the Canadian.
Yeah. I am dating the chiseled guy in Prozac.
The guy with his eyes closed.
Yes, who has his eyes closed constantly. I'm like, look at me. Look at your fat kick. Love me.
Well, thank God it's not the guy with the Rayman floating head or whatever.
No way.
Well, I think if you die, then he will www.nevergetoveryou. Man, this is going to be really funny for Autobite and no one else.
Heavy is the one who wears the crown. Anyway, I'm going to... Do you want any Swedish fish as payment?
Yeah, give me a bag, I guess. I'll melt them and like use them
That's what all these garbage bags are, by the way.
Oh, are they discarded Swedish fish?
It's all discarded Swedish fish.
Why are they throwing so many away?
I did kind of force some of my employees into the Swedish fish mines to, you know, make more for me. I became a little bit of a tyrant, but a fun one, because absolute power does not absolutely corrupt. It makes you more fun. I think
it makes you absolutely fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Margaret Thatcher, I guess.
Yeah.
Girl power.
Girl power.
Yeah.
Albert
I guess
power. Ikey Albert.
Ikey Albert. I guess it was good seeing you. I don't know if I could say that, but...
If you see any diapers with, like, extra sharp safety pins around you, please warn me ahead of time so I'm not killed by this baby bandit.
Now, just be careful, because Russ does wear Depends, but those are adult-sized diapers. But...
What did you just say, Alan?
You wear Depends, right?
What? No, I don't.
Oh, you wear the jean. You wear the jean-colored ones.
No, I just wear jean shorts.
Oh, but you just do poop in them.
Oh, I hate you.
Oh no.
Okay, I'm pulling the mic back. Okay, I'm pulling it back.
Ikey Albert's just going to take a nap in the corner.
There he is. God, I've never seen somebody eat so much.
He's ripping open his Swedish fish bags and is just kind of like funneling it into his mouth.
Oh man, that's so depressing. Boy. Anyway, this is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. And sorry to start this off on such a sad note, folks.
But guess what? In addition to your introduction, we're going to do right now, we're going to play a little message from our special friend, Solid Snake.
Solid Snake?
I'm going to edit it in right now.
This is Solid Snake. Welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic and pizza podcast on the planet, with your hosts, Russ Walsh and Alan Black. Kept you waiting, huh?
Can you imagine? Solid Snake. He listens to the show and he loves it.
Oh my god, I can't believe the clone of Big Boss, the man who fought Liquid. Alan, can I ask something specifically, though? Did you request Solid Snake, or did you request Big Boss, or was it just David Hayter? I'm just curious.
Well, so I had requested A Terrible Child to read it, and they gave me one of Les Enfants Terribles instead.
Oh my gosh.
I figured it'd be good for our podcast if we could just get like a terrible, awful little child to like say, hey, you're listening to our guest.
So you were looking for a DW or a...
Or a Caillou. I was really looking for Caillou.
It's me, Caillou.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't understand how to fucking... read. I have to ask my mom to wipe my ass.
I heard the episode where Caillou had to get his mom to wipe his ass.
Hey, it was better than the sequel episode where
his mom had to put preparation
anal,
H on his hemorrhoids.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say anal douched him, but
Caillou gets a bidet.
Yeah, he gets bidet'd. Alan.
Yes.
Gosh, we're in shopping season right now. We're in the buying season. And we're in a little bit of the Thanksgiving season.
What are you thankful for this year, Russ?
Oh, my God. I'm thankful for my friend, Alan.
Not your friend. So maybe next year, Russ.
Second, I'm thankful for games and gaming. I'm thankful for my drum kit.
Are you into drums now?
I'm now into drums. That's what I do now. That's my thing. I got run out of local comedy.
Well, we all knew that was going to happen one way or another.
They found out of my that I had been ripping off all my bits from, I would go to
Carlos
Mencia.
Carlos Mencia.
I was going to make a joke that I went to my local guitar center and I just listened to all the funny interactions there and I stole them and brought them to the stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where Carlos Mencia is usually performing now, his guitar center.
He works at a guitar center now.
Uh-huh.
And I feel bad for him, but also, it's good material and it's a little, I feel like it's a, he's not a thief, is he? Is he a thief?
Maybe.
Maybe.
His name is also Ed Holness. Did you know that?
No.
His name is legitimately, I'm not making this up, his actual birth name is Ed Holness.
Oh, man. If only we could feel the wholeness. Well, I feel a lack of wholeness from him in that he had to change his name.
Ned Holness. My bad.
God damn.
Yeah.
So
is that all you're thankful for? Nothing else good?
I'm thankful for content.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
I think this year I'm mainly thankful for, all my Razer products.
Yeah.
Making a lot of money.
I don't know what that's like, but it sounds
no.
nice.
Having a lot of friends that are not Russ.
I know. I love your... I can't believe you hired all the guys in Entourage. Except Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, so I've my friends Turtle and Johnny Drama and E... and Dice and Man.
I like that they're there, but they don't look like they want to be there, but...
Well, and then they look at their wallets, and then they're like, oh.
Yeah.
And we go to Fat Sal's, and we eat some gross sandwiches.
Yeah, at this point, you now eat hoagies, but instead of bread, it's two giant mozzarella cheese sticks. And Alan, I'm not going to lie to you, it looks like you burnt your hands because you ate it way too quickly after it came out of the fryer.
Well, it looked so good.
I'm just worried about you is all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had Turtle suck all the grease off my hands after I burned it, and that kind of helped some.
I heard that having an ancient tortoise or a turtle lick your hands, like, they have healing powers.
You know what the fucked up thing about Turtle is?
What?
Is that we did go on an adventure, and a giant robotic owl beak did crush his spine. So now he's in a wheelchair, and also he married a mouse.
And then she's evil now.
And he made a time travel machine. Also, Johnny Drama keeps calling himself the Murray.
The Drama.
Yes. And he's kind of turned pink and has, like, weird goggles on. It's very strange.
Is it like the episode of... the Magic School Bus where Arnold turned orange? He ate too many Cheetos.
Did that happen?
Yeah, that was an episode of the Magic School Bus where Arnold ate too much carrots or something. That's yeah, it was up. Carrots because they had too much beta carotene and they learned about vitamins and shit.
Fucked up. I can't really complain too much because a sexy fox lady from Interpol is chasing me around now. So everything is going great.
Is it a tragic Interpol employee, or is it a,
I don't know. Her name's Carmelita.
Carmelita Fox.
Yes.
Alan, I feel like I'm just looking at you now. You've had the PlayStation VR goggles on. I think you've just never taken those off, and you think you're trapped in the world of Sly Cooper.
What are you talking about? I've got the copy of the Thievius Raccoonus right here.
Alan, don't be jarred by this. Don't be jarred by this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to put my hands on your VR goggles.
What are you putting your hands on my face for?
And I'm yanking them up.
Oh, my eyes. What? Alan, why am I in this house of mirrors?
You're not a furry.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm sorry. You're a person.
Was I in, like, the VR space with Turtle and Johnny Drama? Or were they?
Yeah. Weirdly enough, Tron was there, too. When I looked at the...
Oh, wait a second. So wait, if it was Turtle, Johnny Drama, were Bentley and Murray, then that means Tron was Carmelita.
Oh, man. Tron's a good movie.
Is it, though?
It is good.
Oh, if you say so.
Oh, my God. How dare you? Yeah, I think... So Alan's thankful for living in the real world.
I guess.
Force them out. Which is good. You should do that to your friends and impose your own will on their... final happiness.
Okay.
Because I'm a friend now. We're friends now.
No, I think you just played MGS4. Hey, you know what? The one good thing about being in the real world is that Lucha Underground exists. It's real, and the temple is real, and it's temple talk.
I'm kind of scared because some big developments happened, and I think the end of the world might be coming.
Yeah, so temple talk. Yeah, some scary shit happened. Ultima Lucha 4 has concluded. Phoenix beat up Dragon Azteca. Melissa got very, very sad because Phoenix is evil now. And I don't know if Dragon Azteca is going to cuck Phoenix at this point or what, but, she left and then got replaced by some lady from the Guerrero family who became the announcer.
Mm-hmm.
And also beat the shit out of Famous B.
Yeah.
The Mac appeared and fought Mil Muertes in a death match. There's a bunch of coffins laying around, and then, like, an axe, and, like, knives, and, like, barbed wire, and baseball bats and shit. And it was just a pretty good match. The Mac was just covered in blood by the end, but he won somehow.
Uh-huh.
And then he shotgunned, like, two beers, and then poured one on Mil Muertes and then put a whole can of beer in the coffin with him.
Right.
And I guess Mil Muertes is dead now again, but he'll probably just come back stronger like he always does.
Yeah, he's like a Saiyan.
Yeah, he's a lot like a Saiyan. Do you think whenever he dies, he goes and like trains on King Kai's planet?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Will Melissa be there? Will there be some sexual tension at King Kai's planet?
Wait, Melissa's not dead.
Not Melissa, sorry.
Katrina.
Katrina, oh my god.
She might be the fortune teller Baba.
The fortune. Oh shit.
Maybe.
How will Bibbidi fit into this? I don't know.
Bibbidi's been dead forever. Johnny Mundo, who was given the gauntlet by Aerostar, had defeated Matanza, and later on, like at the end of the episode, what's her face? Black Lotus, was that it? Took the gauntlet. Johnny gave up the gauntlet because he's like, the only one who gets to use my perfect body is me, not some god. Mm-hmm. And then Black Lotus used the gauntlet to rip Matanza's heart out. Because it was revealed that he killed her dad. Also, Taya got possessed by Ricky Mundo's evil doll. And choked Johnny at the end of the episode.
Yes.
Then we had the title match.
That is such specifically one of my, fetishes that I don't even know how to feel about it anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can just watch that clip forever now.
Doll possession.
It kind of reminds me of before it was just the Psycho Mantis, not Psycho Mantis, the stuff from the MGS4 Mantis. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What was she again?
Screaming Mantis.
Screaming Mantis. Yeah, where she had the dolls that she used to control people. That was kind of similar, I guess.
And then Psycho Mantis is like the power of the PS3.
Yes. Oh yeah, but it's they didn't have Rumble, remember?
Yes.
He got so pissed off about Rumble. It's really fucked up that they did code it in so that if Rumble is there, then he'd be like, Rumble's back.
Yeah, that's right.
Like it's like, how did he know? Did Kojima find out that they were going to make another Rumble controller eventually? They were going to bring back the DualShock instead of like the six axis or whatever the fuck.
I never had the six axis actually.
Me either, because I bought the bundle that came with MGS4 and it had the DualShock by that point.
I bought the Uncharted 2 bundle.
Because
I'm a fucking fake fan. I'm fucking fake.
You're fucking fake. That was the first MGS that I played all the way through, because the other ones I just like rented or like played with like or watched my like uncle play. Mm-hmm. But like, so that was a very weird one to play first.
I had played MGS3 because my sister's weird ex-boyfriend Patrick let us borrow his PS3 and a copy of MGS3. Yeah. And then MGS4 came out like,
yeah, that might actually be weirder to jump from 3 straight to 4.
Yes,
probably. Yeah,
all those characters that were in that you loved in 3, oh, they just showed up in 4, but they're all bad now.
They're all bad and like 100 years older.
And they're all 100 years old and very angry,
or they're dead, or they're ghosts. Because what part? Is it during the Psycho Man or the Screaming Mantis fight that the sorrow appears?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, it does. Because he says that the spirit of the warrior will always be with you or whatever. Doesn't that happen?
I think it got sort of cut, but the Screaming Mantis has two dolls on it.
Oh, and you have to shoot one of them off.
And you have to shoot the sorrow one off. And then use it and then kill her with it.
Yeah, that's it. That is weird. That was a good fight. That was a really good fight. I wish I could play that again for the first time. That and the vamp fight was really cool for the first time too. That was neat. The title match, Pentagon fought Marty the Moth Martinez in a Cerro Miedo match. This one also just wound up being a lot of blood going on and just beating the shit. Marty just basically got the shit beat out of him like for pretty much like 20 minutes
when he was when he lost his the power of a goth girlfriend. He was basically dead in the water,
basically. Yeah, that's like once you get that taken away from you, you're like, it's like he got like punched out of Super Saiyan, like he dropped back down to his base level. So Pentagon defeated him, and then Vampiro came into the ring to give him his belt, but then he, like, did he do a stunner on him or what? Like, he just kicked him in the nuts or something. And then Vampiro's master, who kind of looks like Cobra Commander or like one of the warlocks of Karth.
Kind of looks like a knockoff of a Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, kind of. He appeared and they beat the shit out of Pentagon for a while. And then Jake Strong appeared and cashed in his fucking Gift of the Gods belt and pinned Pentagon and took the title. So that's bullshit. In the post show, like, cutscenes, Aerostar, who had then collected the medallion that gives eternal life, managed to go back in time to Dario's funeral and give him the medallion and bring him to the future. Dario is coming back to life, and I guess he's gonna have to kill his dad.
Maybe he's gonna have to, like, fuse with his dad, or.
You think this is like a commie Piccolo kind of situation?
No, you know, actually what I think, it's going to be a reverse Twin Peaks The Return.
You think he's going to trick him into getting, like, electrocuted or something?
Yeah,
like that.
Or just disapparated or whatever you would call it. What happened to him?
It was like some weird thing. He walked into a place and then lightning shot out of him and he exploded.
It was good.
It was pretty good. I was thinking that, like, they're going to meet in a graveyard and, like, and Antonio Cueto is going to CQC him into a hug, and then he's going to sit down and smoke one last cigarette or cigar.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's probably going to happen. The world would be better off without Cueto's.
Cueto's often imitates snakes.
Yes. So I think that's probably going to happen. They all got in a limousine and some British man was revealed to be the head of the Illuminati or whatever the fuck. So I don't know what's going on there. I guess they're building towards some sort of thing. Apparently the apocalypse is basically coming and it has to do something with, like, all the Aztec gods having, like, physical bodies now, I guess. I don't know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Some weird shit's happening. They didn't really seem fazed by Matanza dying, but whatever. So anyway, that's the finale of season 4 of Lucha Underground. Hopefully they do another season, I guess. I kind of want to see what happens.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, I don't know how many of these stories they could potentially elaborate on, because I feel like there was just a whole lot of different plot lines this season that are probably not going to all get picked up again. But, like, we'll see. At the very least, Dario would come back, and that's good enough for me. Russ, time for our most popular segment now.
Oh my god. Well, first things first, I don't have my phone on me.
You want me to do the timer this week, Russ?
You can do the timer. Hey, Alan.
Yes.
You take that timer and you go far. Okay.
What?
You just do it. I was trying to sound inspirational.
You suck. What does that even mean?
You take that timer and you go far, you know, it's supposed to sound like you're going to go run a marathon or something, but
we're just talking about bullshit.
About the stupidest bullshit.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and set the timer in 3, 2, 1, go. So, let's see. Last week we talked about the new Overwatch character. I'm trying to think if anything else has happened to Robin or any of our friends in Ireland in the last week. But
Talk about birds.
Oh, hey, Russ, what's that? Speaking of birds, what's that little reddish thing flapping down from the ceiling?
Hey there, it's me, Nosy Threehorn.
Nosy Threehorn, what are you doing here in Russ's spider hole?
Well, I heard that there was a new chapter of Undertale.
Oh, yeah, Deltarune.
Yeah, Deltarune, and I heard about this, like, fancy spider donut, and I thought I'd come down here and see if I could find a spider.
That was in the first donut. That was in the first Undertale, so you're a little bit late on that.
Oh, but, I only know it through memes in my Tumblr account.
Oh, yeah. It's really weird because the only thing you reblog is the Kanye West, like, fingers in his ass.
Oh, I'm Super Hulock.
You are Super Hulock, but that is the only... Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, what can you say? Anywho, no spider donuts here, huh?
No spider donuts. There's a lot of spiders here, and this is a spider hole.
It's too bad we Dweegans don't eat spiders, because we would get our fill. Mm-hmm. But... Alas, we donuts for us are like broccoli, and they make us feel better. But yes. Spiders are bugs and we can't eat them.
That's true. That's true. Hey, wait, they're arachnids.
Yeah.
Hey, get back here.
Well, goodbye. Flap, flap, flap,
flap, flap, flap, flap. Oh, man. Newsy three horn, that little rascal.
It's weird that his wings literally make the noise flap as he flies away.
That is weird. And he is such a little rascal.
Oh my gosh. And he saw me in a bunny girl suit earlier too. So
yeah, that is a little bit weird. Russ, you know what? You know what it's time for now? Our hottest segment, Domino's Goes.
Oh my God. I'm ready for the heat.
This week, Russ, I went back to not a favorite because I don't really think I like the pizza there very much, but hell, if it's cheap, it's just super cheap.
I feel like Alan, CeCe's Pizza is your like, it's like your Heaven's Gate. Like you become obsessed with it and you're being dragged down with it. But,
well, they do call me Alan Odie now.
Alan Odie.
Yes. But
like, it will kill you.
Well, I mean, it's mainly just cause I like the dog from Garfield.
That's true.
Anyway, so I went to CeCe's Pizza again. We pretty much got the standard stuff we always get. The cheese bread, which is, again, the best thing you can get there.
By the way, I just want to say, I wasn't referencing the cult of people who tragically died. I was talking about the movie Heaven's Gate, which is the famous Hollywood flop.
But,
sorry.
And I was talking about Garfield. So we got the cheese bread. We got the pepperoni. I mean,
you sound like you're Garfielding out right now.
You mean about like this food? I wish they had lasagna there.
God. Do you though?
With you know Caesar's what? No, pizza? because if I think about it, like the CeCe's Pizza, something. So the new thing that we got like the standard shit: pepperoni with jalapenos, supreme, and the dessert pizza, which is always. Mm-hmm. You know what? Actually, I think the dessert pizza I probably like better than the cheese bread. Those are like my number one and two.
Right.
The new thing we got was this, flatbread, it was like, chicken and bacon pizza. I don't really have much sauce on it. And the crust was it was about the most crackery crust you could imagine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad and it kind of had some cheddar cheese on it, but it wasn't good either. So I don't know, man. It's just kind of a bummer. Like the CeCe's Pizza is already really thin crust, mm-hmm. and then they just made it like as thin as possible. Like this is like fucking monofilament pizza. Like it's real bad.
Oh my gosh! Sounds like you're having a.
The dessert pizza is very good though.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a pizza pun on bubblegum crisis, Pizza Hut crisis,
something like that.
You're having a Pizza Hut crisis.
Yeah, Russ, what kind of pizza you eat this week?
Oh God, I didn't eat any fucking pizza this week. I am behind. No, I did have pizza. Alan, take it back. Run the record back. Run the record back. My idioms today are very idiotic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I had a local chain about a week ago, and it was it's Blackbird Pizza.
Oh
yeah, it's a
like
local
the famous
spot.
Beatles song.
Yes, that was the toppings. Beatles. No.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, that would have been so funny, though.
Oh, what if?
They're kind of like a higher-end pizza place, but they deliver, and my sister and Cody... Yes, I have eaten a Bidoof liver. Hey, what Pokemon
wish.
Would... While I look up what that pizza we got was, what Pokemon would you want to eat the most?
That's a good question. Were the Slowpoke tails supposed to be good or bad?
It was. I don't think they tasted good.
Never
they
mind.
Were like it was like a health thing.
I know what I'm. Mew. The rarest
you
Pokemon
that
of
weird
all.
Fetus.
The rarest Pokemon of all.
You want to eat that weird fetus Pokemon?
It's like eating placenta. There's a lot of nutrients in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had the chicken cacciatore pizza.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's a tomato base with white wine and tomato braised chicken, whole milk mozzarella, mushrooms, basil, and onions.
Oh, okay.
It was very tasty. The chicken was nice and tender. It was not like, you know, like overcooked or dry or whatever. It was very good.
What was
very
the crust
good.
Like?
The crust was very bready. It was a very bready
thick crust.
Yeah, it's like that, you know, you kind of have, it has more chew to it. It was a chewy pizza.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
It's got like a yeastiness to it that a lot of pizza these days, you know, you either get that crispity crunch or, you know.
I feel it.
It's like, you know, eating a Detroit style pizza, which is like eating, what, cake?
Basically.
Sauce. I love both.
It's like eating a Garfield lasagna.
It's like eating a Garfield lasagna, just straight up bread. Mm-hmm. But man, that chicken cacciatore was very tasty. A little expensive though.
Really? So Russ, when I go to Portland, which pizza place should we hit up?
Oh, I'm thinking specifically how much pizza do you want, Alan?
I don't think I can eat pizza more than twice the whole weekend.
Okay, or you'll die.
Probably.
Cool. We can't push it to three, Alan, just for the sake of the podcast.
Maybe.
Maybe on the day that we hang out, we should go to Escape from New York Pizza.
I do definitely want to go there to see if I can meet Snake Plissken.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping on Snake Plissken being there. He runs it. A guy with an eye patch runs it. If he lifts up the eye patch, then you get to see his evil eye.
Oh, so he's a chuny.
He is a chuny.
Okay.
I mean, he's the John Carpenter equivalent of a chuny.
Oh, okay. I heard the thing was actually about being chuny. Some people say it's like an allegory for AIDS, but it's actually about being chuny.
Yeah. It's I mean, what's the thing? It's 7th grade syndrome or 8th grade syndrome? What is it again?
Adolescent syndrome. It's Bunny Girl.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
I've been trapped by adolescent syndrome for about 10 years now, but I think it's like, oh, podcasting will lead to something eventually.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's probably it. You do have that big scar on your chest for some reason.
That's true.
Did they ever explain why he has that in the show?
Because his little sister was getting bullied and the effects of it started to spill out onto him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that she got like physical effects from her cyberbullying. That happens to you, Russ, right?
Yes, when I get cyberbullied, I do.
You shit your pants, feel mostly.
Like I mostly shit my pants. Sometimes it feels like I'm getting spanked, especially if it's by a beautiful woman and I don't. Which
is why
only
you should
happen-
definitely not cyberbully Russ, actually.
Do not cyberbully me, because I love it. I want it. Please do it to me.
Ugh. Russ, I've got a news story.
What?
A dog who begs for Little Caesar's pizza is outfitted with "Don't feed me pizza" tag.
Oh, no.
This is a dog in Mexico City that
I
is...
I like this guy.
You love this little guy. He sits outside of one of the Little Caesars in Mexico City, outside the glass doors, and the dog is named El Jefe, which they've translated here as the chief, but could also be translated as the boss.
Hello, gumshoes.
I was about to say the boss. He is the boss.
Hello, gumshoes. It's me.
Here's the other thing. He belongs to owners of a neighboring sex shop.
Whoa!
He is 10 years old and has an unbridled passion for pizza.
He's like me. He's like, I'd rather eat pizza than get horny.
You know what, Russ? I was about to say, if you could be reincarnated as like anything, you would love to be reincarnated as a dog that loves pizza and is owned by two sex shop owners.
Hates it.
Yes. It's like, I just want a chew toy, but all they throw me is like a dildo.
Yeah. God,
oh,
guys,
boy.
Can we just be normal for once?
Yeah. Can you imagine how fucked up it is that like, actually, this sounds like maybe the best place. If I could buy like a house across the street, it's like I can walk across the street. I can go to the sex shop and I can go to fucking Little Caesars all and get a hot and ready in both places.
And then you could travel around beautiful Mexico City on their luxurious and world regarded public transport system.
Yes. And I could breathe in the air that is equivalent to smoking.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
That's rad as fuck, everybody. Everybody.
Yeah, that's cool. You know what? The coolest place to live is Mexico City and those places in China where they all have to wear masks all the time.
Hell
because
yeah.
It's like equivalent to smoking. So it's like all the time you're being cool.
God, I'm so excited when the planet is just that all the time forever.
Yes.
I fucking love
Metro 2033.
God, it's going to be so good.
God, it's cool. We all become Joe Camel.
God, I'd love that aesthetic, but if we were all bloodborne weirdos.
I mean, you're kind of becoming a bloodborne
weirdo. I am kind of like the bloodborne weirdo. I'm hitting people with a saw a lot. I'm getting mad at, like, I'm yelling at my dolls a lot.
You keep on running around the woods screaming at coyotes and stuff and calling them Vicar Amelia.
Vicar Amelia.
Yes, the big dumb dog.
I'm talking to children and I'm like, I'm sorry, but I killed your daddy.
Your daddy was Father Gascon.
Gascon. Oh, I love you as much as Faja.
Is that an Austin Powers 3 joke?
Oh, the blood is consuming me, baby.
Because he said Faja in Austin Powers 3 Goldmember.
Oh, what if it was Austin Gold Powers? Did. Austin Powers blood member and
blood
was,
member. Well, even every member is kind of a blood member.
The hunt's upon us, baby.
Yes. The scene where he eats. Well, no, the asparagus scene wasn't in 3.
Onionitis, fat bastard.
Onion night, yeah, sure. Beyonce is the doll. Remember that?
Beyonce is the doll, yeah.
Yeah. Russ. Go ahead. I was going to go to the next story, but.
Okay, please. Go to the next story. I get that you hate this bit. You don't want to talk about it anymore.
I don't like it. I don't think it's funny. I can't
what
think
is
of any,
funny?
I can't think of any more characters from Austin Powers.
What about number two?
Number two, I mean, Dr. Henrik. Evil, Mini-Me, Fat Bastard, we already said. What was the other one? A Lot of Vagina was not in that one. Remember that character?
What if one of those, like, what are the elder gods kind of guys? What are those, like, big, weird, mushroom head-looking guys?
I don't remember what they were called in Bloodborne. I never really got that far in the game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what? Okay, you know where I also don't go very far inside of? Walmart. Because it's scary there. Walmart has a new market-side pizza. They have several of these, including a breakfast biscuit pizza.
What the fuck?
It has a biscuit-like crust. It has bacon, egg, cheese on a pizza. This one I'm looking seems like it has sausage on it, actually.
Mm.
And it's on a fucking biscuit crust.
Interesting.
I don't know how that would turn out. I don't think I would like a breakfast pizza, but it is interesting. Yeah, scrambled eggs, cooked breakfast crumbles. That's weird.
Like, is that egg?
No, that means sausage crumbles, I guess. And bacon with a Monterey Jack cheese sauce on a biscuit-like crust. Huh. That's interesting. $7 for one of these medium-sized pizzas. Cooks in 14 to 16 minutes. It's limited edition, apparently. The other flavors they have are Philly cheesesteak, Fiesta chicken, which comes with chipotle chicken, chorizo, pico de gallo, and salsa cheese. And a chicken bacon ranch flatbread that's only $5.
Wow.
So these are interesting. I wonder how good these are. I feel like I would not like the biscuit pizza, but I might eat the Fiesta chicken or like the Philly cheesesteak. This does remind me of something though, Russ. So at your school, like in high school and middle school, did you guys ever have like a breakfast program? Like, for it was like before school started, they would like serve breakfast for kids.
There was something like that.
So I never really went to that because I always ate breakfast at home. But one thing that they had there that I saw before and I never really got it because when they did breakfast bar for lunch, they never served it, is they did have breakfast pizza there. And I think it was something kind of similar to this. It was always like a sausage. And I don't know what kind of sauce it had on it, but it was, and it didn't have egg, I don't think, but it was some sort of weird breakfast themed pizza. And it kind of reminds me of this. I wonder how prevalent these breakfast pizzas are. I don't know. I feel like pizza is something you can just eat any meal. So it's like, why make a breakfast version of it? But I don't know.
Yeah.
It's strange. Strange.
Like me looking in the clock and seeing it 9 a.m. has never been like, oh, I guess I can't have pizza now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
not
if you
like
got leftover
alcohol.
Pizza, leftover pizza is the best breakfast you could possibly have.
Yeah. So it's like when I look at the clock and see it's 9 a.m., I'm like, oh, I can't. I guess I have to wait till 11 a.m. before I start drinking. Yes, so, yes. You know.
This reminds me, since we're on the topic of breakfast sausage, I want to have another fast food review. I ate the breakfast stacker thing from fucking McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, that thing is some bullshit because they force you to get two things of sausage on there. And Russ and I were talking about this. The breakfast sausage at McDonald's is horse shit.
It's the spicy hamburger.
It's like spicy hamburger, but it's greasier. It like explodes with grease when you take a bite of it.
Yeah.
It's no good. I wish they just put like triple the bacon, egg, and cheese on it or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cause like I would take their weird like fake eggs.
Just do the chicken sandwich thing.
Well, obviously, yeah. The chicken sandwich. Like,
just do it.
I don't understand why the thing that makes me really doubt that McDonald's will ever get their shit together in this regard. They've got so many classic items, but they never want to mix and match and like put them like blend them up Taco Bell style.
They consider them sacred or something.
Yeah, it's like so. The one time they tried to do a chicken McGriddle, which was obviously like a slam dunk, like everybody would order that all the time if they made it. The one time they did that, they fucked up and put the McChicken on it, and not the buttermilk chicken, not the good chicken that you get on a biscuit. I mean, you can get a McChicken biscuit, but that's horse shit. So I don't understand them. Whereas if I go to Bojangles, I can just order a Cajun filet biscuit and I can tell them to put whatever the fuck on it. They recommend a classic thing people do is put tomato on their biscuit. This guy's slice of tomato on there. I usually get chicken, egg, and cheese if I'm going to mix it up with anything. But like, they don't care. McDonald's, they'll throw a fit. They won't let me do it. They're like, it's against some sort of law for them and they'll try to shoot you if you try to mess with their pizza and their food recipes and stuff. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's why they're doomed. And I think they're not going to exist for very much longer. I think they're going to get replaced by Taco Bell and everybody else. Arby's is putting French fries on the sandwiches. Do that, McDonald's, huh?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, I feel like Arby's, when they do eventually put the cheese sticks on the sandwiches, you're not going to hear much more from me because I probably will be dead.
Yeah, I can't stop eating those Euros, by the way. I keep getting them.
Alan, I live in a city where I can get a Euro anywhere. Is like it a real one? Yes.
Should you still go to Arby's and get it?
Should I still go to Arby's and get it?
You can get two of them for $6, so that's like super cheap.
I know, but that like god,
just do it and see.
God,
it's not gonna be as good, Russ, I'll tell you that, but like it is shockingly good for a fast food Euro.
Okay.
And here's the fucked up thing. The Greek one has a mix of beef and lamb. And it's like, where else can I go to like a fucking fast food place and get lamb? Like, what the fuck?
It's true. Did you ever try the weird venison one?
I did. It was horseshit.
Oh, I think we talked about it on the podcast so many years ago.
It's horseshit. And they put like a weird like juniper berry like sauce on it or something.
Oh, I hate that shit. Well, okay. I'm a defender of the Bronco berry sauce for the buffalo.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking. The Arby's sauce.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Bronco berry for the fucking cream the cheese jalapenos. Burger.
Yeah. Wasn't it on the buffalo burger? Is that what it was?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, they had a buffalo burger at some point.
It might have been on the buffalo burger, though. I'm not sure. I think it's on the gobbler right now.
Oh, no, that's a cranberry sauce. That's different.
I don't know. I did have that Cajun gobbler, though.
The gobbler's good, and the Cajun one's not bad either.
Okay. We gotta keep moving, Alan.
Anyway, physicist's perfect pizza pie. Two physicists and a food anthropologist were in Italy, and they published a paper in the journal IOP Science about making the perfect pizza. They said that only wood-fired brick ovens produce the dry heat and whiff of wood smoke that can create the perfect crust. Modern electric ovens, they argue, couldn't replicate it. The temperature that it needs to get up to is 620 to 660 degrees, which will crisp up the average pie in 2 minutes. However, they caution that during evening rush, many shops turn the heat up to make the pizzas quicker, dulling some of that perfection and causing the crust to be overdone. I think this is the Blaze pizza effect. But that is the range that it's ideally cooked within. So I think which is really interesting because you see a lot of these places like like 900 degrees or whatever that are, you know, obviously trying to cook it hotter. And it seems like that's not good because they're saying that it winds up, the crust gets burned, before the vegetables and like tomatoes and stuff like that can dry out because they have a high water content.
Right.
So that's part of it. That is another thing that they were talking about is that they said that pizza with more toppings, like that contain a lot of water, like as vegetables mainly, is that those take more time. So if you get a pizza that's more heavily loaded with vegetables, you have to cook it for longer to get those done. But by doing that, you're going to burn the crust. So it is interesting. In Rome, apparently, some pizza makers raise topping heavy pies off the bricks for about 30 seconds using a metal or wooden pizza peel to prevent the crust from burning, but allowing the toppings to cook. So they kind of like in the last 30 seconds, they lift it up so the crust doesn't cook anymore, but the top does. So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Do you think that when they finish the perfect pizza, it'll be like the Human Instrumentality Project and we'll all
explode into marinara?
Well, yeah, we'll all form into a marinara creature.
The Human Pizza Mentality Project. And it'll be, a giant Papa John head sinking into the ocean. I feel sick.
All these pizzas look like vaginas.
Yeah, I mean, that's
so
already
many vaginas.
Happening.
Oh, my God. Alan, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that.
Russ,
Alan,
I got a story.
Are you having sex with the pizza?
Yes, and I use the little chair to hold it together while I'm doing it. The little pizza table. The little table for borrowers and mice.
That's why they put them in there.
They put it in there so either a borrower or a mouse can play poker on it. To hold it together while you fuck the pizza.
So I stepped on a borrower the other day and I felt horrible.
Mm-hmm. Did it say anything? Did it scream like, why?
Why?
Did it like it? Is that why you felt bad?
It.
Yeah, that's what
I
figured.
Well, I was wearing high heels at the time, so they thought it was a sexy lady, and then they saw me,
and then they
like,
looked
oh,
up
God,
in their
dude.
Last in their last like in their last moment, they were so happy, and then they looked up and were like, no.
But I think about of the 30 seconds, about 25 of them were pleasure. So I think that's 25 versus 5.
But that last 5 was just like incredible horror. So like. I don't know if it canceled out.
It's just a matter
not.
Of perspective. It's like a you know, it's an average versus a median. You know, you just use it. And I think empirically,
I don't know how much. I think that 5 seconds. I think that 5 seconds might have felt like way longer than the 25 preceding it.
Alan, we should track down a shrink ray and have me step on you in high heels, and we'll figure this out. What's it wrong?
Well, see, no, because then I'll know ahead of time it's you. So it'll just be 30 seconds of being terrified.
So, okay, we'll have to scientifically control this, and we'll have another
like a I'll have like a blindfold, and then at the 5 second mark,
we'll have
I take the blindfold off.
Scientific control.
So you need to shrink several people.
Okay, Alan, you're the science, you're the STEM major here. You'll draft this up. I will find a sexy lady
and some borrowers. Okay.
Wait, I thought we were gonna step on you.
No, because I already know what's happening. So you can't do it to me because then it wouldn't be a double blind study. It needs to be double blind too. You need to. We're gonna
Do
have.
We need to put the borrower in a like I don't know. A brain scanner or something? What do you call it again?
Ideally, yeah, like an MRI.
An MRI.
You can crush a tiny MRI with your feet. It'll
it's
be
probably
like a
pretty cheap. I mean, it's
it'll
the
be
big
like a soda
magnet,
can,
right?
Yeah, it'll be like a little soda can.
A soda can with a handful of magnets. You can make it at home. I'm sure there's an Amazon kit.
Yeah, I can figure that out. So you've got a little borrower with his head sticking out of the hole, in, like the top of the soda can, and you step on it and crush it on him. And then he opens his eyes and sees who it is.
Yeah.
I think that'll work out. Russ, I've got a very sad story that turns happy. I don't know if this is sad or not. Little boy, 6, celebrates birthday party alone after no one... no one turned up to his pizza party.
That's
me. Sil Mazzini threw her son Teddy Bollinger a birthday party at Peter Piper Pizza Restaurant in Tucson, Arizona. She invited 32 of his classmates and their parents. A lot of them RSVP'd and said they would be there. But then when the day of the party happened, nobody showed up. They told me they were going to come. I got text messages saying they were going to come too. Heartbroken and disappointed for her son, she shared the photo of Teddy sitting alone at a party table. So he's just sitting at this table The fucked up thing is they've got several pizzas here. They've got three full pizzas and a little personal pan pizza. So this might have not been that bad for the kid.
No.
He probably got to eat the pizza. He got to eat all that
That's
pizza.
True. That's true. He even got his own personal pan pizza.
But then, to make everything better, the Phoenix Suns tweeted at him saying, "How about we celebrate the thousands at our place? Tickets to Wednesday's Suns versus Lakers game are all yours, Teddy. Talk soon." So he got to go see his favorite team get destroyed by the Lakers.
Demolished.
Yes.
A team that's not that great right now.
That's not that good, but like he got to see like Booker cry or whatever the fuck. Like he got to see like the Bookman like score 70 points and still lose. Just because he's the one guy. He got to see the Phoenix Suns gorilla get shot.
They killed the Phoenix Suns gorilla.
They did a Harambe on him.
Phoenix Suns gorilla.
They harambe'd him.
And Robbie was making dicks out for the Phoenix Suns gorilla jokes all week, and we didn't get it.
We didn't understand. We thought Robbie turned alt right, but it was.
We were like, Robbie, you know what I mean?
Robbie, it's 2018. We don't do that anymore.
We don't do that. He's like, oh, it's so. If you followed basketball, you'd be laughing your butt off.
The flagrant ones aren't talking about this.
I wouldn't know unless the flagrant ones are talking about this, Robbie.
Yes.
Do you think, I hate that, okay, does Robbie feel like, you know when you told your friends for years and years, like, oh my god, you would love this show. Oh my god, have you checked out,
You mean how you kept on telling me to listen to Oh Yeah, Dude?
Yeah. You only needed one podcast. It was good.
Yeah, and then I listened to more of it than you do, and I actually still listen to it now, and you don't.
Yes.
Because you don't have the time.
Yeah, I don't have the time. I don't have the time. But, so Robbie for years is like, what if we all watch basketball? And we very, very politely went, no, fuck you. Fudge off.
Fuck you. Basketball sucks. And then our favorite comedians come up with a basketball show. And we're like, we like basketball now. It turns out basketball is good.
We love the golden sports. We love when,
my favorite team is the Charlotte Hornets now.
I now wear nothing but jerseys. Just random jerseys. I went to a Goodwill and bought a bunch of jerseys.
We heard about Bugmane dressing up as Deadpool at the Lakers game. And we're like, basketball's good now.
And we like Deadpool now.
Yeah, we like Deadpool. That was the other thing Robbie was always trying to get us into is Deadpool.
It's always like Chimichanga.
Chimichanga's... Like,
once again, we thought he was getting all right-ish on us.
Yes, but it turns out no.
No.
Sorry, Robbie. Sonic News reviews and Tunes. I don't know if this is news or not, but it's on Sonic Stadium. Somebody has found a giant Sonic statue. It's like Sonic sitting on the edge of a building.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they just now noticed it, but it's just this really big Sonic, like maybe like 20 feet tall if he were to be standing up. But he's just kind of sitting on the edge of a building waving at people. It's cool. I don't know if this is news because I don't know how long it's been here, but somebody noticed it in, was it Qingdao in Shandong province, China? Oh, it's been there since August of last year, and that's it.
Weird.
So it's about a year old, but it turns out, they investigated it more, it is Sega's Joyopolis, China. I don't know what that means, but that's what it is. This is a cool, I kind of wish I had one of these sitting on. It's like a gargoyle, really. Do you think it comes to life at night and, like, fights evil gargoyles?
Kevin Stone. What's that guy's name again?
Oh. Wasn't Xanatos a guy?
Xanatos.
Yes.
Well, I don't know where Kevin Stone came from.
I thought that was, like, the bad guy from Iron Man. that's Obadiah Stane, I think.
Obadiah Stained.
Stained.
It's been a while. It's been a while. Iron Man. It's been a while since...
Yes.
You were here.
The most problematic villain since the Mandarin. I've got one more news story for Sonic. Music from Team Sonic Racing's Market Street racetrack is released. It's based on the location Spagonia from Sonic Unleashed.
Which, on the day of recording this, 10 years old. That fucked me up. That fucked me up so bad because that was like new Sonic. We've been with that era of Sonic for 10 years. That era has lasted longer than the Sonic Adventure series.
It's true. That's so fucked up.
Because, like, 1999, Sonic Adventure came out, and then that style of Sonic game lasted till 2006. Uh-huh, 7 years? Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Here's the real kicker about this, Russ. The remix is composed by none other than famed Sonic music composer Jun Sano and Hyper Potions.
Mm-hmm. So the people who brought us the opening and closing tracks of Sonic Mania.
Yes, and also did that cool concert that one time for Sonic's birthday. So they're teaming up now. That's good. I'm glad that Hyper Potions is, you know, getting to work with a legend.
I hope Jun Sano forced in their contract to have them have hair like him.
I hope. I wish we all had hair like him.
God, he's got great hair. Jun Sano, Google him, people. He's got great hair.
He does have great hair. Man, he's so cool. You know who's also cool, Russ? I've got a tude this week. I'm going to give you this name. Dexter Maripor.
Dexter Maripor.
Tell me what you think he looks like.
I want to say... I want to say he's a fox. And he's a little fox that looks like a baby, like Stewie from Family Guy.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of thinking like a Dexter Maripor.
Yeah, I'm thinking a Dexter Jetster.
Oh,
I'm so thinking of a Jetster. I don't. Uh-huh. What was his alien name?
I mean, Dexter Jetster was his name. I just don't know what kind of alien race he was.
Let me look it up. I'm looking it up. He was a basilisk.
Gross.
What? I don't see what's so wrong with that.
It sounds like if Matt Besser became like a basilisk. Oh
my god.
He's just turning people to stone.
Hey, Obi-Wan, welcome to the diner. Let me tell you that Del Close wasn't a racist.
Instead of paying you for improv, I'm just going to turn you into stone.
I think the Jedi Order shouldn't pay its masters, you know?
Yeah.
You should pay for a Jedi.
They're getting paid in exposure. Oh, boy. We're never going to get on a comedy show.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Alan.
Yes. Sorry. I got to say it how it is. Anyway, so Dexter Maripor, open this link here. He is a hedgehog with black fur, big red pants, and like a black trench coat and some pierced ears. His quote at the top of the page is, "I like inventing. I don't like people. I hate being sociable. I love making stuff to blow other stuff up. What else do you need to know?"
Whoa, edgy.
So this guy's kind of like a Rick type character.
Oh, man.
Also known as Dex, Lab Boy, Mad Scientist, Nutter.
Nutter.
same, man.
When you're in the lab.
Yeah, when I'm in the lab, man. that's all they call me. Alignment evil, 3'3" and 65 pounds. I guess that seems about right. Likes experimenting, tinkering, engineering, inventing, chocolate, Alice, who is his cousin. Dislikes being sociable, being interrupted while working, not finishing a product or project. Ability type, darkness, gender, male. Dexter is a stereotypical mad scientist. He loves to invent, tinker, engineer, and created things that cause other people misfortune, and revels in the madness he creates.
Oh, the madness.
While he isn't as sadistic as his father, he still loves to cause chaos wherever he can. Unlike his sister, he feels a slight need to be around others, but he says he hates being sociable. He said that twice already. He fails all of his tests at school. But he is a genius. He is separate from others. Dexter is a genius. Edward fails all of his tests at school. That's his brother, who is the opposite of him. Dexter is separate from others. Edward is immensely popular. Dexter is calm and patient. Edward is impulsive and quick to react. They're like a Goofus and Gallant type situation.
Oh my gosh.
Dexter loves to cause chaos whenever possible. He enjoys watching anarchy unfold, just like a scientist would watch one of his experiments come to fruition. This is kind of like that one shitty movie, The Chaos Experiment.
Oh my god.
He treats like where they lock somebody in like a hot room, like a spa, like a sauna. He treats life as a science experiment and loves nothing more than to tinker around and change whatever he can to make it more interesting. I'm looking at the tags here. Male, hedgehog, hedgehogs, the Insanitist's works, I Feel Like a Monster's works, scientist evil, chaotic engineer, bad, clinically insane character's brother, fly-type characters. He's a fly-type. Here's the other thing. Is he... Somebody commented here, Stackhat, is he also a bounty hunter like the other Dexter? Lol, if he is. The Insanitist said, which other Dexter? Oh, just a popular Dexter back where I live. Whoa. I thought you heard of him. So, here's the thing that I'm wondering.
This guy, this Dexter fella, he's so popular. The ladies love him.
Does this person mean... So, they're saying bounty hunter. Do they mean, like, the serial killer Dexter from the Showtime TV show Dexter? Because he's not a bounty hunter.
He's a spiritual bounty hunter because every time he feels... He feels a deep sense of, you know,
I mean, his ghost dad, like, comes to him and says, like, you got a good job, Dexter.
God damn it.
Yeah. I watched almost all of that show, Russ, and it's so bad.
Jesus.
Dexter's such a bad show.
That last season, right, when he becomes a lumberjack?
Yeah, at the very end. The best part of that is when his kid falls on a treadmill, and the stunt double they have for the kid is a grown adult man. So, like, you do see a grown adult man falling face first on a treadmill, and then he morphs back into a kid. It's really good. God, Dexter's such a fucking weird show. Best season is the one where he fucked this weird goth vampire lady from England.
Whoa.
Yeah, who just always had her titty out. Weird show. Also, I think Jimmy Smits was on it. Was Common on a... Was it Most Deaf or somebody was in it one season? It was weird. Like weird a show.
Like a rapper in the mid-2000s where they just throw them into the show for no reason.
Yeah, it was like some socially conscious rapper from like that was popular back then was on there. It was either Common or like Most Deaf or somebody.
It was like Busta Rhymes in one of the Halloween movies where they just threw him
kinda
in there.
Kind of like that. Kind of like that. Anyway, fan questions, Russ?
We've got a couple here. We've got one from friend of the show, Natalie, who had to ask this. Could each of you please answer, would you suck toes for free pizza? And if the answer is yes, could you instead restrain yourself from sucking toes presented to you if successfully restraining yourself earned you free pizza?
What kind of pizza is it? Ooh, that's the question.
Like, if it's a Little Caesars... Yeah, you know, I could pay the $6. I don't mind.
I could go either. Yeah, I mean, if for a Little Caesars, I could do either. Like, it's like, I don't really care one way or another. You know, if it's a really good pizza, it's like, well, whatever the lose condition is going to be much harder. I don't know. It depends on the pizza. It depends on the toes.
Yeah, it depends on the quality of the toes.
Depends on, yeah, this is a two-dimensional problem. You've got the quality of pizza, the quality of toes.
It's also a two-dimensional problem in that I'm only in love with two-dimensional women, so...
Yes, so you'd have to suck a two-dimensional toe.
Yeah.
And eat two-dimensional pizza.
Yeah, a two-dimensional pizza. Yeah, like a printer printout of pizza.
That is... You're trying to patent a new type of inkjet printer that uses marinara sauce and liquid cheese. So you can print a pizza out on a piece of paper and then eat it.
3D print a pizza.
Russ, we have talked about 3D printed pizzas in the past, but this would be a 2D printed pizza.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Anyway, next question. Dan H. If you could get rid of one typical Thanksgiving food item, which one would it be and why? I think I already have my answer here, but I'll let you go first, Russ.
Like, is this personal, though? Because there's some stuff. Yes. Like, my family every year serves Brussels sprouts. I'm like, get those out of here.
Brussels sprouts are good. Fuck you, bitch.
I don't like Brussels sprouts. They have that weird, like, gritty texture to them.
No, you don't like gritty now, huh?
Well, I don't want to eat gritty. I don't want to vor gritty. I respect him as a king. I don't, you know, I don't want to vor him.
I stand a woke king. I think the one thing I would get rid of, and this kind of counts, I think, pecan pie. I've talked about how much I hate pecan pie.
I love pecan pie.
You just like eating hair gel, huh, bitch?
I do love eating the hair gel. I'm sick. I'm a sick.
You like eating?
Freak.
You like eating like gel, like a fucking ant that lives in a like one of those space ant farms.
You
like living in an alien ant farm.
I love living in alien ant farm, and I'm not going to deny it.
It's so gross.
Smooth criminal.
Russ, are you okay?
Am I okay? No, I'm not okay, because they're good. It's good.
It's gross. I'm not a big fan of
pumpkin pie.
Not really. I don't like pumpkin either.
What pies do you like?
Apple, cherry.
How dare you?
I like a cobbler, like a peach cobbler, or a blackberry, or something like that.
You also, ironically, love the movie The Cobbler.
Yes. Especially... I love when Adam Sandler puts on shoes and has sex with another man's wife.
It's cool.
I like when he puts on, like, a dead man's shoes and becomes, like, a zombie. And then he puts on a black man's shoes and commits a crime and, like, implicates him in a crime. Was that Method Man that was in that one?
Yeah,
I think it was Method
Man.
Right. He puts on Method Man shoes and, like, implicates him in a crime. So woke, I guess,
very
right?
Cool and very normal.
Very normal. He also puts on the shoes of his dad and, like, has a date with his mom. And then she, like, is so happy she dies. Cool movie. He should have known then that his dad was alive because he put on the shoes and didn't become a corpse. Because in another part, he puts on the shoes and becomes a corpse. I don't know. It's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
I don't like how they reveal that, like, dry cleaners are evil and that, like, the cobblers are fighting against them and stuff, because it raises a bunch of questions about this universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you love hanging out the dry cleaners.
Yes. Well, I like to drink the dry cleaning fluid. I bring an old timey jug with three X's on it and ask them to pour it in there.
Is that why? I feel like people stop you a lot and ask if you can give them a quick jug tune.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am always carrying around my washboard and my bucket that has a broom handle and one string tied there.
And you're always drinking Mountain Dew.
That is true. I am followed by a bunch of country bears. like big old bears wearing suspenders.
You ride on them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So
it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool, actually. It is kind of like, I feel like a character from the Golden Compass.
Your favorite franchise.
Yes.
Because you fucking, see, you love dry cleaners, you hate the Catholic Church.
I hate it.
You hate it. God, I hate the papacy.
Ooh, I hate it.
It's almost like you're seeking religious freedom, which is Dan's other question.
Yes.
Do you think we should bring back wearing buckles on hats like the pilgrims did? Yes, because I'm playing Bloodborne and I want to be the Bloodborne man.
What kind of do you think you just have like a snapback with like a buckle on it or something?
Yeah,
or?
I actually kind of already have one of those.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. I mean, a snapback's kind of like a modern buckle hat, right?
So, Dan, you fucked up, you stupid idiot.
Dan, which Dan is this?
This is my friend Dan.
Oh, this isn't kill white people, Dan.
No, this is not local. This is an improv friend.
Oh, okay.
Though I'm sure this Dan Light wants to kill white people too, because he's cool.
Yeah, I mean, most people do. Yeah. So good job. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like buckles are kind of played. Like belt buckles suck. You shouldn't have them anymore.
Maybe you should plaid yourself. I don't know. The Bloodborne guy looks cool when he wears it.
I think you should just get pants that fit right, and then you don't need to wear a belt. Is that weird?
I switch. I do belt. Sometimes I don't do belt.
It depends on the pants, I guess. But like, I think belt buckles are fucked. I think we just need to. What if we all just agreed to?
You know,
like,
Alan, you say this, but when.
But when I'm getting hit,
Andre,
I'm getting...
when you did that Andre cosplay a couple years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
So.
Yes, you're right.
When it's
you're
there
right.
for you, it's good. But when it's not, when
I'm getting choked by a belt, fine. But when, but when I'm wearing it, that's gross.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying.
I mean, it's fair enough. I mean, what I'm saying is we should just all as a society agree to, like, let's just put elastic in our jeans and like, you know, like an old person jeans, and then we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll just be easier for everybody if we just do that, and then we don't have to make belts anymore, and we don't have to worry about people's pants falling down. Mm-hmm. So it is
very fun in a show or a cartoon when somebody like sneaks up and grabs their belt and then their pants falls down. That's very
well.
Fun.
That's the other thing is I can't imagine that raises something even more troubling, and it's that people are wearing like comedically oversized pants that the belt is the only thing holding it up. Like, because even, like, pants I normally wear with a belt, it's just, like, they're kind of baggy if I wear them, if I don't wear the belt.
Right.
Like, they would fall down if I was, like, if I, you know, like, stood a weird way or was, like, walking weird, but they're not going to just immediately fall down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, who wears pants like that? So I don't know. That I think that's kind of goofy. So fuck you, Ned's declassified.
Hey, what do you have against Goofy?
First
he fucking
of all,
died.
He did die. He's
for our sins.
They'll pay for this.
Sins of our fathers.
Yes.
Goofy is the ultimate father.
He is the ultimate father. What does the lyrics to that song go? Want to see the light in his eyes or something? Or is that when worlds divide?
Words
I can't remember.
Kill.
Where's the kill?
Won't you speak them to me? With your breath so still. What is it?
Yeah, makes something.
Yeah, okay.
I think that is, I mean, basically a Goofy movie is kind of like a sins of the father kind of situation.
Oh, man.
Gosh, the world would be better off without snakes, Max.
Oh, man.
That is good.
Yeah. Max is sort of Liz and Fanta Reef.
He is Liz. Do you think he's a clone of Goofy? Because we never really see the mom.
That's true.
We never see mom. I think, like, do you think, like, in, like, the fourth Goofy movie, like, she appears and, like, call me Big Mama. And, you know, like, she's wearing, like, a leather jacket with her boobs hanging out.
Hell yeah.
I think that probably happened. Super Goofy method. Oh, man.
I'm going to reduce Pete to zero.
You know, a lot of the bad guys in Metal Gear are kind of like funny animals. Think about it. You got a raven, octopus, you've got...
I love some funny animal stories, wolf. By the way.
Yeah. It's a lot of funny animals. I'm just saying.
God, I love it. Anyway, speaking of funny animals, this has been Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast.
By the funniest animal of all, humans.
Yeah.
The most funniest game.
The most dangerous game.
Yes. Well, that was what the joke was. You can follow us on Twitter, the podcast at HogcastSD, or our website, hogcast.com. You can follow me at Findom Earl, and Russ at Pissgoblin. And you got anything else?
Still keeping with that name.
I should change
it, but I won't.
You want to go back to cool teen Naruto?
No.
Oh, man. Well,
not teen anymore.
Cool quarter-life Naruto.
Don't need more weirdos in my DMs.
Do you actually have any DMs, Russ?
Yeah, I got one recently.
Oh, okay.
It's this guy keeps trying to sell me Ray-Ban sunglasses. I'm like...
Oh, you should you should buy those.
I should?
To hide your eyes.
They're a good deal. They'll hide my eyes.
It's a Black Friday deal, Russ.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, I guess until next time.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.